a lot of people that jump into real estate don't have the ability from day one to jump into syndications, right? Because they need to build up that income to be able to put it aside to then invest into syndications.
Welcome to Passive Income Unlocked, where we unlock the doors to intelligent, hands-off real estate investing. We talk to experts in the space about what they do, how they do it, and most importantly, why they do it. My passion is careful, intelligent investing and closing the investing gap one investor at a time. While money doesn't buy happiness, passive income does have the potential to buy back your time. What would you choose to do with your time if you had enough passive income to live your best life? How would you like to spend your days? What kind of impact would you like to make? I'm here to tell you, dream big. There's no ceiling. It's all possible if you take consistent action towards your goals. It's been said that success is 80% mindset and 20% strategy. So we discuss both. Ready to gain knowledge and take action? Let's dive. Hey everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today, I'm very excited to announce our guest for the day, Bob LeChance. Bob, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, definitely. Well, everyone, Bob has an amazing story. He is a former professional hockey player. He played for 8 years, and he now is the founder and CEO of a premier virtual assistant staffing company, Riva Global. And he also does a lot of different things in real estate. So we're really excited to hear your story, Bob. Why don't you take us back in time and tell us, you know, where you started and what drew you into the real estate space?
Absolutely. Now you're aging me. So, like I said before, appreciate you for having me on here. You know, the journey was pretty cool. It got me into different things in real estate investing, which are, you know, I have some syndications as well that I've invested in passively, which in the end result, I have a virtual assistant company. But prior to that, I went to Boston University for 4 years. I was drafted by the St. Louis Blues back in 1992. And 96 was the last year I played at Boston University, and I got offered an NHL contract, and it was a decision whether I finish school or jump right in and take that contract. So they offered me, I believe it was a $110,000 signing bonus, a lot of money back then, right? So it was a decision whether I finish my next two classes or I take the money and you know, start my career. So of course, I'm a young kid. What would you do?
For sure. Totally.
I took the money, right?
Yeah.
So I took the money with the thought that I could always go back to school. Lo and behold, fast forward 8 years, guess what I did not do?
You never went back to school.
I never went back to school.
That's so awesome.
Yeah. When I got towards the end of my career, I had my first child and I was still playing. Unfortunately, I missed his birth. I was on a flight from Switzerland to Belarus. And unfortunately missed my first son's birthday. And then that's kind of when it hit me. I said, you know what, I can't be, you know, traveling around the world without my family. So decided that I was going to retire. And I started looking at different industries. And knowing I didn't have my degree, I wanted to focus on any type of industry that did not need a degree or had no barriers of entry. In real estate investing, no matter what it is, whether you're a contractor, whether you're an investor, whether you're a buy and hold individual, whether you're, you know, you invest in syndications, there were zero barriers of entry to that type of industry. So I just jumped in with 2 feet.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that's such a good point. And I love how real estate just tends to attract these, you know, sometimes, not that you are a misfit, but it tends to attract people who maybe, like, you know, didn't do the normal thing, right? There's a lot of people who haven't finished degrees or just come from a sort of non-traditionally successful background. Obviously, that's not the case with you, but the point being that, you know, that real estate has zero barriers to entry if you are willing to go for it and make a name for yourself. So yeah. And I think that's such an important point, like about, you know, stages in life, right? And so you obviously had an amazing career in hockey, which a lot of people would just think is like a dream life, right? But then at some point, you know, you wanted to think about life after hockey and what that was going to look like so that you could be around your family. So in any case, what did you do first? What was your first move?
So my first move was I thought I was a rehabber. So, you know, all the books that I read, I bought a course all about real estate, but really all about nothing. It just gives you an overview of everything. So I jumped in my car, farmed areas, which means driving around different neighborhoods, looking at properties that look like they're beat up. And so what I did that all day long. And every time there was a real estate sign on the side of the house, I would actually call that individual and get in the house. And so I was doing all kind of due diligence. I didn't really know what I wanted to do.
Just for some context, where were you located when you were doing this, you know, driving for dollars tactic?
Yeah, driving for dollars. I was in West Hartford, Connecticut, which I still live today in the same area where I started. So one of the things that I did, and I think is very important, is I did take action right away, right when I retired. I had to do something because there's always a, you know, there's always a burning desire to get results in whatever you do. And I was fortunate having a background in professional sports is I never relied on anybody else to do the work for me. I knew I had to do it for myself to hit a certain success level. Same thing in sports. So that's one of the things I did well. First deal, I actually called on a vacant property. I made an offer. The property is listed for $185,000. I made an offer at $135,000. I know a lot of individuals would say, well, you lowballed them. I didn't know any better. Guess what? What's the worst thing that happened? They could say no. They ended up saying yes. And my first thought was, oh, crap. What am I going to do now? Right. So figured it out, found money, found contractors, ended up making, I think it was $32,000 on that deal. And then I looked in the mirror. Oh, God, do you want to?
Yeah. Well, I'm just curious. Like, so how did you, you know, find the, because I think getting started is such an important, it's an important story. Every time someone gets started, that's like one of the most important stories. And so how did you find the money that time?
So at that time it was, I hit the phones. I hammered the phones. I'd called everybody I knew. I called mortgage brokers. I called direct lenders. Now there's a lot more opportunities with hard money lenders where you could find that'll just, you know, lend on the actual property. A lot different now than it was before. So I ended up found money through, I did an internet search and I found a mortgage broker that was lending money. So I borrowed the purchase money. I had money for the rehab. So I funded the rehab and ended up, you know, 2 months later, had a $32,000 check in my hand.
Okay, great. And then was finding the contractors, was that also difficult? Obviously, when you're doing flips, time is money, you know, you're paying, I don't know, maybe it wasn't hard money, but you're still time is money. So how did you get that done so quickly?
Yeah, so I actually looked in the newspaper, it's called Foothills Trader. And I called, I don't know how many people I called, but I went down the line, you know, there's in whether it's on the internet, you could Google this stuff now. Whether it's on the internet, I picked up the phone and I called a bunch of contractors. And I had three people come out to the property. One showed up and it was my buddy Junior at the time. And he was phenomenal. I hired him right away. He did a fantastic job. And then he happened years, probably about 5 years later, moved down to Florida because him and his family moved down there. But he was my contractor for a long time. And one of the things that was great about him is he worked hard. He didn't make excuses. He always got the job done and he worked directly with me. I know there's a lot of different people that have nightmare experiences with contractors, right? Again, I've had some tough ones too, but it's just a lot of times it's a numbers game. But anyway, I found him very simply by picking up the phone and calling and pre-screening and meeting contractors out with the property.
When you say numbers game, you mean there's...
You're going to have to go through a couple. You're going to have to go through, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4, 5 before you find your diamond in the rough. No matter what type of industry it is, that's just the way the game goes, right? Whether it's real estate investing, I don't know if you own a basket weaving company, a hospitality company, right? It doesn't matter. It's all a numbers game.
Yeah, for sure. Totally. Finding a great team that works really well with you and that's going to, you know, help your business grow alongside you helping them grow is, yeah, that's a key component of growing any business. Okay, cool. So you did your first flip and then what happened next?
Cool. I'll fast forward the story because I know I could talk forever. So I did my first flip and then I actually got into the short sale world and I did probably about 700 plus short sale transactions. I got my first partner back in 2005, real estate partner. And then him and I were partners for a while. We're doing short sales. We also started two real estate education coaching programs along the way while we were flipping properties. And then that in 2014, that kind of morphed into my virtual assistant company. In my own business, I was struggling with finding more time, more efficiency, and I wanted to scale my business. And I just didn't have, again, that time available to be able to do that. I know we talked a little bit about that before we started this call. So in 2013, actually, if I take 1 year step back, I didn't even know anything about what a virtual assistant was, to be 100% candid. And I was introduced in 2013, but a light bulb went on right away. And I said, you know what? this is a business, because if I need it and all of our students at the time need this type of service, there's a business in there. So I married the education programs I helped start with virtual assistants, and I created a whole training platform and then started testing. It took 2 years to test to make sure the proof of concept worked. And lo and behold, it worked. Fast forward today, we have over 500 Filipinos. So I'm out of the Philippines. I live in Connecticut, but my operations, all my virtual assistants are out of the Philippines. And we have over 500 Filipinos and their families that we could help. So it's very, very exciting for me and, you know, my company.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I think that that's such an amazing service that you're providing to other entrepreneurs, because as anybody who knows, who's been in business for a while, your time is your most valuable resource. And once you get a system working, it has to be replicated over and over again to keep the business operating and growing. And so, I mean, I think it just makes so much sense from an entrepreneurial perspective. You solved your own problem by figuring out how to train and, you know, hire virtual assistants. And that in itself is a great story, right? So that's really awesome. And, you know, I know you have some experience with syndications as a passive investor. Can you talk about, obviously, you've done a lot on the active side with wholesaling and flipping. How does that relate to your interest in syndications?
This show is sponsored by Lux Capital Investment Group. Lux Capital provides pre-vetted, highly favorable investment opportunities on a risk-adjusted basis. Our opportunities are diversified across asset classes, geographies, and operators. We are nothing short of rigorous in our approach to evaluating investments. We focus on downside protection, conservative underwriting, recession-resistant asset classes, and forging strong relationships with operating partners and investors. If you want to be an intelligent, hands-off investor and gain access to the types of deals that I like to invest in personally, make sure to go to lux-cap.com, L-U-X-E-cap.com, and sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, you know what's interesting about that question, because I think it's really important. A lot of people that jump into real estate don't have the ability from day one to jump into syndications, right? Because they need to build up that income to be able to put it aside to then invest into syndications. So I think it's really, really important, because I know you do have individuals, maybe doctors, dentists, et cetera, right? That have that business here to be able to get that discretionary funds to put over here, right? Same thing with real estate investors. You have to start somewhere, whether you're wholesaling, whether you're rehabbing, whether you're, you know, buy and hold investors, commercial investors, it doesn't matter. You have to start somewhere. So, you know, if there's advice that I always give somebody who's either starting out, said, real estate is a long game, right? If you have the opportunity to start today and you're wholesaling, put money away and always look for a syndicator like yourself to put money in, because that is true passive wealth. That keeps coming every single day. I talked to a buddy of mine yesterday who worked for a pretty sizable company that he's leaving, and he's been investing in syndications for the last 5 years, and he has all of his monthly nut covered, so he doesn't have to worry about it. Now he's traveling to Colombia, he's traveling up the East Coast, and that's the beauty and power of being able to take your extra funds that you make and invest it into syndications like you're talking about. Very important.
For sure. Totally. It's an important thing, because it's true. Like, in order to invest in syndications, just to, you know, you got to have some capital, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 to put away. And then, you know, that's when the real beauty of passive income really starts to show, when you actually have that money to invest. But first you have to get enough of a savings or investment capital resource. Like, I mean, some people use home equity line of credits to start investing. Some people can use, like, whatever, if they have some kind of liquidity event, whether it's like a tech employee who's gone public. So, but then you have to have a place to put those funds. And so syndications really fills a great gap. So is that what you're doing with syndications? And what have you found you're taking, I assume, the proceeds from your virtual assistant business and putting that in syndications? Is that right?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting. So just to explain that a little bit deeper, we have wholesalers, we have rehabbers. Our clientele are twofold on our virtual assistant side. So we have rehabbers, like I said, wholesalers, buy and hold. We also have syndication companies that are the big operators that use our virtual assistants to manage their bigger units. Because think about this. Behind the scenes, a lot of people don't know what the operators do, right? Operators are absolutely incredible. But behind the scenes, you have your tenants that are also calling you on a daily basis when you're operating. So you need your systems and processes dialed in. So we have virtual assistants that take mainline calls, whether it's from the tenants or owners that they actually manage. They do leasing, lease renewals, collections, billing, accounting, et cetera, on that side of it. So it's kind of interesting when you look at that. But all of what we do in my own office, I take a lot of those discretionary funds from my virtual assistant company. I invest in two different types of asset classes. And this is today. This may change tomorrow, but single family homes, 1 to 4 units, I should say. And then also I take some other funds and invest them into syndications, like you said. But I would not have the opportunity to do that if I did not have some income coming from a different source, right? Because that income comes from some source, right? Whether it's your hospitality company, whether it's my virtual assistant company, whether it's my real estate active investment company, money has to come somewhere for us to put it into a vehicle where we don't have to touch it. Because, you know, the biggest headache in real estate investing, I started back in 2004. So, I mean, if you could see my gray hair, I got a haircut and you could see one of the power alleys coming here. But one of the biggest headaches in any business is the management. It's the operations behind it. So as a passive investor, investing in syndications, you don't have to do anything. You hand your money off and then you see it grow. You check your bank account every single month and it comes in just like hotcakes, bang, bang. But you got to work with someone like yourself that has the operators that are already vetted in the business.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I really love how you explain that. And you just explained the magic of actually investing passively. So have you been focused on multifamily, or where have you decided to focus in your syndication investing?
So my syndication, it's bigger units, 200 plus units. And again, me personally, I give money and I forget it because I know we invest in the right operator. I'm not going to get in the weeds because that's not my business. My business is running an extremely successful virtual assistant company to make sure I could service my clients, right? And also on my real estate investment company where I use my virtual assistants to drive business into my real estate investment company. And I take that money and then I give it over to the syndication side. So for me, I keep it very clean. I know where my specialty lies, and that's, you know, running businesses. And it's not running, for me personally, it's not running a syndication because it doesn't excite me. But what excites me is me giving my money to the operators of that syndication, right? So that's what excites me.
Totally. And I mean, I love that so much. Like, just, you know, what you're doing and the fact that you're thinking about syndications in the way that you are, which is like, this is a way, place for me to put my money. And then I actually don't have to think about it anymore, short of like handing my accountant the K-1 that I receive. And I think that's, and you have trust, which is so important. Like, you trust the operators that you're putting your money in with, so that, you know, you don't have to be concerned or worried about it. You can focus your efforts on what you want to do every day, which is running your virtual assistant business and your real estate investment company, which is more active investing. So, I mean, I love that so much. What other advice would you give to someone who's thinking about passive investing, but is maybe feeling like it's new to them, or they're feeling a little bit nervous about wiring, you know, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, which they may never have done before?
You know, that's a great question, because I always say, make sure before you give anybody money, any type of service in this world, product, service, it doesn't matter. I always look at it, since I have a service company, vet me first, right? If you have to do research online, research me online, but make sure that I personally am doing the business that you are investing in. So for instance, if I'm going to give you money, right, I'm going to research to see if you're investing in syndications yourself, right? This is, for me, I have a service business, and I always tell people, before you invest in my service, if you want my service to do cold calling for motivated seller leads, as an example, or following up with old leads, et cetera, make sure that I'm doing it myself, right? So vet me as the operator, me as the service company. That's what I always say. I think it's very, very important to make sure that I own Riva Global, but I want to make sure I'm using my service in my business as well. I think that's extremely important, because hope investing will make you go broke in 2 seconds.
Yeah, I think that makes a lot of sense. And, you know, we always invest alongside our investors in every single deal that we do. And that's because they're the deals that we want to be investing in. So we think they're the best deals on the planet, you know? So that's why we, and anyway, so I think that's really important. It's a great.
If you're willing to, you know, invest side by side with me, that's all the trust I need, because guess what? We win together, we lose together, we win more than we lose, right? But as long as we do it side by side, then I know you're vetted, you're bought in as well, right? As somebody who does it. So I think that's extremely important. I didn't mean to cut you off. I just want to make sure I added that in there.
Yeah, absolutely. No, not at all. Yeah. Well, so any other thoughts on, aside from, you know, what you've just said, which is a really important point, is there anything else you want to share about investing in syndications? I mean, you know, you've obviously gotten to the point where you're able to sort of set it and forget it. Is there anything else you can share?
Yeah. I mean, I would look at number one, we touched upon this a little bit. The operator is extremely important. It's kind of like if you are going to work with a property manager for 1 to 4 unit buildings, you have to make sure that you vet that property manager, because not all property managers are alike, right? They'll sell you the dream up here, but they don't have any track record. So it always goes back to make sure you get individuals that you can interview that have used that service or product. I think that's really important. And not only the people that I give you, but I want you to go and get the, you know, get the testimonials from the people that you find as well. Because at that point, guess what? That's all the information I need to be able to invest, right? If I trust you, if I vet the actual operator, that's the most important thing, I believe, because the operators are the ones that are doing all of the work on the ground that we don't see. And they're really the key to the castle, if you will.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, I think it makes a lot of sense to get in not only investor references that, you know, an operator will hand to you, but if there's any way that you can speak to folks that, you know, aren't necessarily on the top of their list, because how operator or syndicator treats their investors is just such important information as to, like, you know, whether it's worth submitting your $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 to them. So great advice. Yep. Well, awesome. So Bob, why don't you tell us, you know, I know we've touched a bit about syndications. Why don't you tell us a bit about your virtual assistant company and why you're so passionate about it?
Sure, absolutely. So like I said, when I started my company, it was actually to fill a need and fill a service for our students, our real estate students. And I love, even back when I played hockey, I got more assists than goals. And I never cared if I was the one that actually, you know, scored those goals, because you always need an assist to get goals. It's the same thing in business, right? If you have a service business, you're there to help someone else hit their goals. So for me personally, in the virtual assistant space, you know, I know what we're doing for all Filipino families. We have an incredible place to work. We give benefits. We have a lot of different insurance products that we give them, et cetera. So we change a lot of Filipinos' lives. But on this side as well, we help real estate investors reach their goals to be whatever their goals are. If their goals are to flip, let's say, 100 properties a year to take the income and invest it into syndications, then guess what? We help them reach those certain goals. So it's fulfilling for me having a service business to always be given and always be to help whatever individual I'm working with attain and reach their goals. So I think it's really, really important to me. I've always lived my life like that. So I think that's a great way and great outlook. You know, just like you, if I invest with you, your goal is to make sure that I reach the return that you set out for me to reach. So I think it's really important. It's the same kind of concept.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, I love how you described, like, wanting to assist your players or your fellow teammates in goals. And basically with Riva, you're able to assist people in meeting their business goals. And I just have a question about the Filipino families that you're helping out. Do you have a sense of, like, what their sort of dreams and goals are? Like, are they wanting to just have a better life in the Philippines? Are they wanting to move somewhere else? I'm sure every family is different.
Yeah, everyone's different. But a lot of it is, I don't know if you've ever been in the Philippines, the traffic there is really rough, really, really rough. So if you've gone to LA or New York City, it's worse than that. So, you know, if they're sitting in the car, and this is just one small little thing, but if they're sitting and spending, you know, 3 to 5 hours a day in their vehicles when their family's sitting at home, that's something that we could help them fulfill, more family time, because they're extremely big on traditional family. And I think it's really important. A lot of us are the same exact way, right? So it's very, very important. They're natural caretakers as well, just incredible. But that's one of the big things for us, to help them spend more time. We all have the same challenges. It's time. Whether, you know, your definition of time is different than someone else's, right? Maybe the time for them has to do with, you know, time with their family is the most important thing for them. And obviously this is not everyone's story, but majority of, you know, for me personally, that's why I helped start this business, is because the time aspect of it, we all only have a certain amount of time. The older we get, guess what? We see time in a different light. You said that earlier about seasons of life.
Yeah.
It's a lot different every tick of the button that we get on the age side.
Awesome. So basically you're saying, like, by saving them a commute into a different job and they get to work from home, then they get to basically claim back so much of their time.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep. Yeah. And that's one part of it, of course. Sure. I mean, there's totally a lot of different, we could talk about this for hours upon hours, but.
Yeah, no, I mean, and I have a virtual assistant from the Philippines too. And I know, like, I feel really great that I'm supporting him and his family, you know? Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Bob. Before we hop off, please tell the listeners how they can learn more about you and anything else you'd like to share.
Absolutely. You can check me out on my website. It's revaglobal.com, REVAglobal.com. So if you're a real estate investor, we could definitely help you wholesaling, rehabbing, buy and hold, help you with marketing, help you with a bunch of different tasks, whether it's cold calling, follow-up, marketing, lead generation. If you also have a medical business, my wife actually runs our medical VA side with insurance verifications, prior authorizations, triage. We specialize in all of that in the medical side as well.
Awesome. Well, I hope you all take a chance to check Bob out and check out his firm if you have any needs for virtual assistance and growing your business and buying back your own time. So thank you, Bob, so much for coming on and sharing your story. Very excited to have spoken with you today and look forward to seeing you next time.
Awesome. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for listening to Passive Income Unlocked. Before you go on to continue with your amazing day, please take a moment to reflect on what you truly desire in life. Then think about one thing you can do to push the ball forward in that direction. Also, please head over to iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts and leave an honest rating and review of this show. It really would mean so much to me. Passive Income Unlocked is brought to you by Lux Capital. Lux works with investors nationwide to invest in real estate. We are closing the investing gap one investor at a time. Connect online at www.lux-cap.com, LUXE-CAP.com, for tons of free educational content to further your success.